everyone, and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi, and I'm recording this podcast in not so sunny Melbourne. And this podcast is all about my love of words and writing and some of the things that I'm up to as I try to get my stories onto TV, onto film, into, you know, other spaces that visually tell how I see my world and my ideas. Now, I do sound a bit raspy and blocked up because I have a cold. And it's been a couple of days that I've been at home trying to rest and get better, and it has been frustrating me so much that I haven't been able to record anything because I thought, well, I kept thinking, oh, who wants to listen to somebody talking with a blocked nose and all that? But it's day three, and I just feel like, oh, I just want to say something, and I miss my podcast, I miss posting an episode. So I started looking at some videos that I made last year of my friends, and I thought, oh, maybe that can be something that I can do, is to share just these snippets of insights that my best friends and people who inspire me and mentor me have shared with me. It's also that I'm missing them quite a bit, and I'm on the phone with them all the time, talking about, you know, relationships, social media, working with kids, all sorts of things. And this episode is going to be a pretty short one. In it, I have included some insights from my best friend, Rita, and she is a dance teacher. She runs a dance school in Perth in Western Australia. It's called Elan Dance Establishment. And we talk a lot about, you know, the realities of being, you know, these African girls living in Australia, trying to do things that are bigger than what our culture is, if that makes sense. So we're not just African people who want to make TV or just African people who want to run a dance school. We're actually artists. We have a passion for these things. So we talk a lot about, those struggles around just being an artist. And in this snippet, she talks about how she feels being the underdog. Tell us about Elan and how you feel looking at bigger schools.
Do you know, I've had to come to a point where I need to accept and remember what I am here to do. And that is to basically give the underdog a dance to come into a world where they're not judged and they can just come, shake their butt and do their thing and go home. So it's made me realize, you know what? You've been doing this for a couple of years. There's no need to compare yourself to people that have been doing it for 20 years. And I am here for a purpose, which is completely different to people that have been doing it for 20 years. So it's going back and remembering that. Every day when I wake up, remembering why are you doing what you're doing.
And what three things have you learned about being the underdog?
It's wonderful. It comes with its challenges, but it also comes with that fire to give people the voice. My underdogs with me, give them the voice and be like, you know what, we're here and we're here to shake things up and we're here to stay.
The next person you'll hear from is Heather, and she is another bestie who's a photographer. She is just fabulous. She's a creative muse in my life. She just always keeps me really grounded, how she talks about life. I go to her for a lot of things around perspective in terms of relationships and just being sort of really aware of myself and not fussing about too many things, especially being a creative person. So in this episode, you'll hear her talk about social media. How do you as a photographer use Instagram?
At first, I thought it would just be for work. I would just share images that I take for work. Even maybe snippets of scenes while I'm actually on a photo shoot and things like that, as well as finished images, after post-processing and completed work. But now I find myself more and more wanting to share a bit of the everyday. But I'm still very mindful that, you know, we live in such a self-promoting era, and I think that I don't want to keep pushing out a certain image of myself, when in actual fact maybe the reality will be very different. So I am constantly challenged every day whenever I post an image on Instagram. Is it aligned with my life? Is it real? Am I actually working on that image? Have I actually taken that shot completely on my own accord, or have I been heavily influenced by someone else or something else, or even something I want to appear to look like? So it's become both work and personal, but every day I'm very mindful of how I show that.
Okay, and what are you learning about social media then in general?
Social media can be fantastic, especially in the line of photography. It really has given more amateur level photographers and not just photographers, but creatives a real springboard. The only downside to social media is that you have to be so careful that you're not making this constant self-comparison. Like, oh, she took that, or he took that shot. Wow, that's a fabulous shot. I wish I had done that, or I wish I had been there, or I wish I had got that client. That's my understanding of social media, is that you kind of walk on a knife's edge. You know, it can be really, really positive on so many levels, and then it can be so detrimental on others. And I think it's just, just being mindful of that and how you use it, because you can really benefit a lot from it.
And then next, I have included Tembi and Tom Brooking, who are like my big siblings and mentors. And I asked them about, you know, their thoughts on raising happy children. They have two children and Tembi's sister's daughter who lives with them. And they're phenomenal parents. They're just the coolest people ever. Tom is an architect and he's a phenomenal one. He's built quite a lot of interesting designs and buildings in Perth and across Australia and internationally. And he's just such a chilled guy. And then Tembi, she's from Zimbabwe as well, but she's a DJ. She's a mad soccer fanatic and a coach. She's an entrepreneur. She is just fire. What do you love about being parents?
Being a parent to our kids, or being parents?
However you want to interpret that. Who else are you parents to? Well, parents to your kids.
Yeah,
what do you love about being parents? Well, parents to your kids?
Yeah, I think they're awesome. Not about being parents.
Is it? As you can tell, I'm not a parent, yeah. So it's just like, oh. Because you always hear people complaining about, oh, I've got to run around and do this and do that. But, like, yeah, what do you actually... Is this Tembi?
I think for me, I've always been a parent ever since I was young. So I've been a parent to my young sisters. So we were raised by a single dad. So I'm the big sister, so I had to... become a parent at a very young age, so I'm kind of used to it in a way. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just not knowing what to do, really. You know, like with the first child, it's like not knowing. It's like, oh my God, am I doing this right? you know, sort of, I'll say it's just learning every single day. Mm-hmm. That's what's exciting. It's like learning and learning and learning and learning about yourself as well.
Okay.
You know.
And so how do you teach your children to be happy in their own skin?
I think you give them a platform to enable them to grow and express themselves. So I don't think it's actually about teaching them per se. It's not specifically about instruction or anything like that. I think it's mm-hmm. about creating the environment and having that that environment that nurtures them to allow them to be themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to express themselves and not being so critical about who they are. You know, I think we really want them to be, and I think they are, absolutely representative of themselves in every way, whether you're shy or whether you're outgoing, whether you're, you know, whatever. It's really enabling them, providing them with an environment to be who they are. So they have talents and abilities. Some can be good at math, some can be good at other things. So it's not really a competition, it's really just about being themselves. If they can be themselves, then that means they'll have a, you know, a life which is really truly satisfying because they'll be confident within themselves as who they are as human beings, not pretending to be or wanting for something else.
And so with all of these interviews, I actually filmed them. Ah, let's say that again. I actually filmed them. So with each of these people, I either went to their house, in the case of Tembi and Tom and Len and Heather. And then with Rita, I recorded her at her dance studio. And it was so good learning from my friends and asking them their insights and their wisdoms about certain things. So I'm hoping to share those a lot more over the course of the podcast. And I hope you find it interesting. And if you want to watch the videos, you can find them in the link for this episode. And they're also on YouTube at Taku TV. So if you'd like to see more of what I'm up to, I am at Taku Speaks on Instagram and Twitter, and Taku TV on Facebook and YouTube. But yeah, at the moment, I'm sort of laying low because I just need to get better. So I love you all, and please keep listening and have a fabulous day.